And this is Martin Compton. I'm at CNWL with some colleagues talking about what multimedia means. And we defined it right at the very beginning. We're recording a discussion. We're recording a discussion, so please be part of it or not. But stay in, stay.
Can I wedge the door on? Because
yeah, please do. Okay, so let's go back first of all to that question. I asked you right at the beginning what we think of when we think of multimedia. And the thing that jumps into our minds is audio, video, that kind of thing. But we then looked at the word and we unpacked it, saying many forms of communication. Having looked at this, is there anything you would like to add to that definition? If as teachers, what does a multimedia approach mean?
It's a tool to communicate with your student or vice versa, student communicate with you.
I like it. Two-way, yeah. It's dialogue, not just one-way. It's not a monologue. So, and when we think about those tools, are there few or are there many?
It says multi, so looking at our diagram, there is quite a large amount of different media we can use.
Yeah, good.
Well, looking at the multimedia here, there's lots of things that you can import into the classroom, generate in the classroom, send students away to generate on their own, and then bring back to the classroom. So it can be used in many different formats.
Mm-hmm.
It could also be used in terms of assessments. So you can allow the students to choose the assessment mode in which they want to report back to you by using multimedia too.
Absolutely, yeah. It taps into that idea of a two-way street and talking about assessments in different mediums. I mean, if you ask somebody to report on something now in the real world, in industry, it doesn't necessarily have to be a written report. And actually, sometimes an audio report might be a preferred medium, or a visual, pictorial, or diagrammatic report might be a preferred medium. Remember, in week one, we looked at infographics and how you might use existing infographics or think about making your own. As a medium of communication, they're really gaining in popularity. So why not use an infographic to communicate your message? As teachers then, looking at this, how multimedia are you? And I'm not just talking video, audio, I'm talking about everything that's at your disposal, including writing, speaking. How multimedia are you? You can lie for the sake of the recording, if you wish.
I think for me, it's a bit easier because I'm a media teacher, so we tend to use a lot of this anyway in our lessons and in our assessments. So we do use a lot of video and television and radio, audio, sounds. Even in our PowerPoints, we incorporate sounds and music. So I think we generally tend to lean towards this anyway, just because we're much more of a visual subject, and students tend to receive better in many different formats as well.
Okay. Other people?
Well, that also goes for me, the fact I teach photography and graphics to a certain degree, which is all very visual. We use a lot of these mediums, from the computers, the television, the film, digital, traditional photography, audio, and it all kind of comes, generally speaking, you know, there's a lot of multimedia within the subject area.
Well, that sounds great. Before we go to the other topics, though, can I just pick up on the point you made about assessment? And part of assessment is feedback. So do you do the media thing when it comes to feedback, or is your feedback written?
It's usually both. It's verbal and written.
What about audio recording,
but what I
video?
Think what I'd like to develop is... not so much video, but I'd like to develop audio feedback and have it so that the students can access it and listen to it again and again,
mm-hmm.
so that they can play back. Because when you give verbal feedback, that's usually much more in depth than your written feedback,
mm-hmm.
and the students tend to listen to that. But once they go away, it's gone, it's lost. So I think a way of capturing that where they can listen to it and pick up then, okay, what do I need to do next? How do I need to improve? So I think that's something I'll want to develop for next year.
Right, well, it's something that we're going to play with today, actually. Mm-hmm. What about other teachers? You know, how multimedia are you?
I'm just going to pick up on that feedback. We still do a lot of written feedback. Recording would be better, as long as we can convince external verifiers to accept it, because they want a record of feedback.
They want a record, yeah. What's the bottom line when it comes to feedback? Really, let's be honest. Who is the feedback for when you're writing it? Is it for the student? Or is it for the externals?
It depends. It
does.
It depends. Is it formative or summative? And we go back to that joke, really.
But why, you know, do you ever write feedback with one eye on what the IV is going to think? Better tick that box. Better make sure the externals are happy with that. I think most teachers have done it, haven't they?
Yeah.
I still do it. I do it all the time, especially with the university.
I think when you're doing written feedback, you do actually... we've been told over the years to actually use the terminology that's in the grading criteria.
Mm-hmm.
So you've met and you use that terminology. So it actually fulfills one side, but then the next sentence may be more personal to the students,
mm-hmm.
This, that, the other. So it's a combination.
So it's twice as much written feedback as may be necessary.
Yeah.
For the student to get the message.
Yeah, and they don't always get the criteria bit, but they do get... work harder, but
there is something flawed with that system, though, isn't there?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, one of the things about audio feedback, for example, is I did a few experiments, little mini research projects on it, and not only is it much better received by the vast majority of students, but also the amount that you can say, it's just phenomenal in a 5-minute recording. So this audio recording is now 7 minutes long, and there will be about 2,000 words spoken. I defy any of you to type 2,000 words in 7 minutes. You know, it's unbelievable how much you can get into that amount of recording. And because you're using intonation and emphasis and all sorts of other tonal effects, the students are picking up more of the message than they would on...
Well, with audio, I mean, I've had quite a few students who have been severely dyslexic. So when they've had to submit evaluations where the rest of the group have to do, seem to say, 600 to 800 words, I've got them to do a 4-minute verbal evaluation,
mm-hmm.
which they've recorded on the Macs, put it onto a CD, and presented that.
There you go. It's amazing, really, isn't it, what you can do? Okay, so bearing all those things in mind, is it a